Good morning, a Tuesday morning. That means Mike Goodwin, city editor of the Times Union, joins us. Good morning, Mike.
Hey, good morning, Dave. How are you today?
Very well. In fact, watching some of the headlines this morning, a bill that's been in the legislature for, about 16 years finally passes, the Child Victims Act.
Yeah, it was a pretty emotional day at the Capitol yesterday. Dozens of victims of sexual abuse, including some members of the legislature, spoke out about it in public yesterday while they were voting on the Child Victims Act. Even Republicans who had bottled it up in the Senate for years voted yes to on legislation that will basically clear the way for plaintiffs, victims of child sex abuse, to sue institutions and individuals years after the abuse occurred. The law is on its way to Governor Cuomo's desk, who I imagine could sign it as soon as today, any day at least.
Well, and then we go to another prominent story which people are following, and that's the former owner of the Stretch limousine, the 2001 Ford Excursion that was involved in that October 6th horrific crash that killed 20 people in Schoharie County, now says the vehicle was safe to be on the road when he owned it.
Yeah, we've been talking to George Deutsch a lot over the last 3 months since we reported in November that he had been the previous owner. And he tells Larry Rulison, who's covered the travails of that vehicle before and after the crash, he tells him that the vehicle was completely in compliance with state code before he sold it to Prestige Limousine, which owned it at the time of the crash. It sounds like the vehicle was under some kind of mechanical failures when the crash occurred. But George Deutsch says that the thing was running fine when he owned it. The DOT and the state police have declined to reveal any records about prior inspections of the vehicle. So at this point, it's pretty much George Deutsch's word that we have to take. But it offers some look at what was going on with that vehicle in the years before the crash occurred.
Cue the dark music because it's back, Mike. The polar vortex is taking aim at our listening area, and boy, if you're looking at what's happening right now to the west, these are dangerously cold wind chills.
Yeah, it's going to be painfully cold here, but it's not going to be as potentially deadly as it is in the Midwest. We are going to be under zero Wednesday after today's snowstorm blows through. A cold front's going to come in that's going to drop us well below zero. And the scientist at the University of Albany yesterday explained that the sort of polar vortex works like a top, and when it spins really tightly, the polar vortex stays in one spot. But as the spin gets a little slower, it gets wobbly. We're experiencing sort of one of the wobbles as the cold air comes down over our region, and it's going to be bone chilling tomorrow.
Finally, interesting story about a couple of turtles who were stolen in Rotterdam.
Yeah, that's right. Everything Pets on Altamont Avenue lost two of its turtles. Sounds like somebody walked into the store with a child and made off with two of the turtles. But after a video was posted yesterday on Facebook, the turtles were returned. No word yet on who the woman is who allegedly made off with them. But as one of my colleagues, Sarah Klein, noted on Twitter, the turtles are back.
Turtlegate solved. Mike Goodwin, city editor of the Times Union, joins us on Tuesdays. For more, timesunion.com, or there's more of our conversation online at wamc.org. Mike, thanks.
Hey, thanks, Dave. Have a good day.
You too.